Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Kramer and Jess. On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Hey guys, this is Christy from Middle River. Am I a bad mom for kicking a kid out of my house for not following my house rules?
What did they do? I'm really curious about what happened, honestly.
It's Mix 106.5, by the way. It's Kramer and Jess. Hi. If you don't know what this is, it's that time of week where parents ask for you to kind of judge their parenting, right, Jess? What are we doing?
Parents call in the show and let us know when someone in their life has called them a bad mom or a bad dad. And we just kind of like to take a look at the situation from an outside perspective just to kind of see how did we get there in the first place.
So what was the rule that was broken, I guess, in the first place, Christy?
You know, I just want to say, like, we don't cuss in our house. Mm-hmm. Ever. I don't allow that with my son. You know, we don't use abusive language. We don't talk about people that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my son had a friend over. I overheard his friend, as they were playing video games, say the B word. And I came in and I just said, we do not talk about women that way. Mm-hmm. That is unacceptable. And if you do that again, you're going to have to go home.
How old is he, by the way? Is everyone the same age?
Yeah, they're 10.
Okay.
He said, okay, I'm sorry, I won't do it again. And then 3 minutes later, I hear him say it again.
Didn't really sink in.
Same word?
Nope. Yep.
Oh, okay. Boy. Okay.
I came back in and I said, I overheard you. I told you that there would be consequences if I heard it again. And I said, get your stuff. You're going home.
Oh. That's it. You're out of here.
Did you call his mom so she had to come pick him up?
No. He lives 3 blocks away. I just said, you can go home.
Oh,
so you literally just threw him out. Like it was a bar or something. Like you're the bouncer.
I mean, yeah.
Wow, okay.
So an hour later, I get a call from his mom, and she's furious because apparently she wasn't home at the time.
Yeah.
And he got in just fine, but then he calls his mom to complain about it.
Yeah.
And she calls and yells at me, and she was like, well, what if the spare key wasn't out there? And it was.
Mm-hmm.
But my kid has a key. That's not my problem.
Yeah.
Your kid did not abide by my rules.
Yeah. But you had agreed to her that you were going to watch him for a designated amount of time. But then he broke the rules. And so you were like, it's time to go. Like, you're out.
I agreed to watch him as long as he followed the rules. But kids these days think that they can do whatever they want. And I absolutely don't agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
These kids are old enough. Like, my son stays home by himself.
Is there a reason why you didn't call his mom first to let her know what was going on?
I mean, this was between me and him right then. What am I supposed to do if his mom says, oh, no, you have to keep him at your house even though he's not paying you any mind and corrupting your child? No. kids should not be able to get away with whatever at someone else's house without consequences.
So you felt like you were like, she thinks that you were a bad mom, though, for just sending him home without, like, talking to her and, like, that's it.
Yeah. And of course, if he were like six, I wouldn't do that. But the kids today are just coddled, and then that's why they do this stuff.
Mm. It's an interesting question. So Christy is saying, I kicked the kid out of my house. Didn't let his parents know he was coming home because he cussed. He cussed at my house twice. And I gave him a warning. I said, listen, like, if you do it again, you're going home. He knew that was going to be the consequence. His mom's pissed because she wasn't home and I didn't give her a heads up that he was going to be coming home. Thinks I'm a bad mom because of this, basically. But did she do the wrong thing here? 410-583-1065. We'll start with Jess. Was that the wrong move? I mean, like, she gave pretty clear instructions of what was going to happen.
Yeah. Christy, I understand why you feel disrespected and I think that you have every right to feel so. However, I do think that you should have called his mom before making him leave because during that moment in time, she's under the impression that he's with you, and if something were to have happened during that time, then it would have been an issue.
So you think it's okay for my son to be learning that it's okay to call women bitches?
No. No, I don't think that's okay, but I also don't think it's okay to kick a kid out of your house without telling his mom first, just so she knew where he was at.
I kind of see your point. To be fair, she set a boundary. Mm-hmm. I mean, she said, hey, listen, like, here's what's going to happen. So maybe it was a misstep, like, not to call the parent, you know?
Oh, my God. I was going to talk to her. I just didn't call her right then.
I'll be curious if that was, like, maybe the misstep here. But, like, kicking the kid out of the house after you gave the warning, maybe that was the right thing to do. Christy said, I gave a kid a warning. I said, if you use bad language in my house, you're out. He did it again. So then she kicked him out. And now the other mom is saying, hey, that's not the right thing to do because you didn't give me a heads up that you were going to do it. Was Christy in the wrong?
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
This is Aunt Jay on 1 in Rosedale.
What's up, Aunt Jay?
Hey, how are you?
You tell me. Is it the wrong move to make you think?
It is definitely the wrong mood. She's in Middle River. I'm in Rosedale. There is a lot of drug use. There's a lot of bad people out there. There's a lot of kidnappings, and there's a lot of runaways. If something were to happen to that kid, she didn't even call to see if he got him. Okay. She did not call the mother to say, I'm sending him home. It's not like the child cussed her out to her face. He said it during a video game.
Okay.
I am a mother of a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old. Mm-hmm. And yes, they loosely use the B word, but they normally do it whenever they're playing Minecraft or something like that. which my kids, I don't have a system that they can play. So they have to go over their friends' house. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we don't have video games. We have board games.
Oh.
I play with my kids nonstop outside, but there's always an adult around. Maybe the mother should have been in the room with them as they're playing it so that they could actually abide by the rule.
Mm-hmm.
And to not have cussing in the house, I'm a Lutheran. I go to church every Sunday. I loosely use words. If I burn my hand on a stove, okay, of course I'm going to say a bad language.
Sure.
Bad language is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's the video games. It's the TV. It's the magazines. It's the elections. There's always bad words. There's bullying. But it's not like he called it to her face. And he had a slip up even 3 minutes after he said the first time. He's 10. Things don't sink in for 10-year-olds. Especially if you're playing a video game. Your mind is every which way. You're in a zone.
Yeah. It's really the magazines I think we got to be worried about. I mean, I think that really might be the thing.
I think you make a good point, Aunt Jay. I don't think it's a problem that she had that rule in her home, and maybe even she needed to regulate maybe the video games that they're playing if it's that big of an issue.
Like,
I just wish that she would have called the little boy's mom.
Maybe drove him home.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the appropriate thing.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to Asia. Asia, do you agree with this?
So I agree with Jess. I think that she should have at least walked him home.
That's okay.
Like she said that she allows her kid to stay in the house by herself. She could have easily walked him to his house or even, like y'all said, drive him.
Mm-hmm.
Is the rule a bad rule? No. I think all kids should follow house rules. But I think that she should have had a conversation with a parent. I wouldn't want my child to walk home by herself and come to find out that even if they did or did not have a spare key, something happens to them,
you're
liable for that.
Okay, so on that side, and I'm wondering if all parents are going to feel this way. Let's just take one more, Jess. Who we got?
This is Tori on 5 in Bowie.
Tori, talk to us here. So, you know, she said she has very strict house rules. Christy's saying, like, listen, I don't want anybody cussing in my house. My son doesn't do that. But then she told her son's friend, listen, you cuss one more time, you're out of here. He cussed. And then she said, that's it. You're done. You're out. Without telling his mom, was that like the wrong move to make?
Sure. She could have used that as a teaching moment for her child as well as the other child. If he lives 3 blocks away, 9 times out of 10, her child's going to spend more time with him, whether in their house or not. So use that as a teaching moment as opposed to giving him almost abandonment issues. He has to walk home 3 blocks. Something could have happened to him. She would have felt terrible. She could have sent that parent a text message, a voicemail, or like the previous caller said, or you said, drive him home or walk him home.
I mean, Christy, how do you feel about that? Like, could you have used it as a teaching moment? Because it seems like most parents don't agree that it was like the right move to make, you know?
I don't know how people live their lives or what they do in their house, but that is just unacceptable in my house. And I don't know what else I could have done. I mean, even if I called his mom, nobody picks up their damn phone anymore.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.